This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier.
So there is no question the line that we're proposing, if you get on the light rail at, say, your point, Tech Ridge or Slaughter or North Lamar Transit Center or Crestview, you will beat every car getting to, say, this building downtown.
That's Capital Metro CEO Randy Clark speaking at Austin's Central Library this week about the agency's plan to expand public transit in Austin. But that big plan also comes with a big price tag. KUT's Samuel King was there as this was happening. Hello, Samuel.
Hi, Nathan.
So what is in this plan? I know there's a lot, but I was hoping you could kind of walk us through it.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this plan for months. What's happening sort of in the past few days or so is that Cap Metro has released what it wants to see, what its recommendation is, and that's two light rail lines. Those are smaller lines, smaller cars, basically, than the red line cars you see, commuter trains. It'll be an orange and a blue line. Both would run in sort of dedicated lanes, transit ways, so that's why Randy Clark is saying this will be faster than a car because it won't be running in the same traffic. And the orange line would run from North Lamar Transit Center through the UT corridor and downtown, stopping at Stassny Lane. Eventually, it would go to Tech Ridge in the north and Slaughter in the south. And now there's also the blue line, as I said, that's going out to the airport, and it would actually share the orange line tracks between the North Lamar Transit Center and downtown. They call that in transit interlining. So it gives more service through the heart of the city and some of the most congested parts of the city. Also, they would add a new gold line a few years later. That would run between ACC Highland to Republic Square. That would be what's known as bus rapid transit. So it means it would be buses that ride on these dedicated lanes, not mixing with traffic. That could eventually be converted to light rail down the road, but it wouldn't be at the start. And also, as we've talked about, the big sort of centerpiece of this plan almost might be this downtown tunnel idea.
Can we call it a subway?
Well, it's a subway tunnel. Subways sometimes have there's a sort of a technical definition, so there's a big debate. But we can say it will be underground. It will have stations, maybe 2, 3, 4 stations, depending on how they build it and where it crosses the river. And that would allow things just to move faster. And there's also going to be expanded commuter rail service. There are going to be some upgrades on the red line in the short term and eventual building out of a green line in the long term and new Metro Rapid and Metro Express service as well.
Sounds very ambitious. How much would that cost?
So if you were to do this, all of it, it would be close to $10 billion, to around $9.6 billion is the estimate right now. Now, federal grants could account for 40% of that funding, so somewhere around $4 billion if all goes well with the applications and stuff. So that leaves another $5.6 billion that would have to be funded locally.
How would they get that money?
Well, that's the question, and that's what they're trying to figure out. One plan is thrown out, if you build everything in 30 years, over a 30-year time frame, and I'll pause there just to say that's important. You're not going to have this instantly built. It's going to take a while to build all of this out. A lot of these things will be in phases. So if you do this all in 30 years, what the estimate would be, an owner of a median valued home would pay about $24 to $27 more a month. The median value in Austin is estimated next fiscal year, which does begin later this calendar year, of course, is projected to be about $325,000. So not everyone would pay that, and that was some measure of debate. And there's also a chance that tax rate could go down, assuming the region's economy continues to grow. A lot of times in these sort of projects, it's a bond. It's like you ask the voters to borrow a lot of money. It sounds like they don't necessarily want to do that or rely on that this time for one key reason. You can borrow the money to build the lines, but what happens when you need to operate them? And if they want this federal match, the federal government's going to be looking to see if there is a dedicated source of revenue. So that's what they're thinking about asking for a tax rate election. Another wrinkle to all this is maybe perhaps forming a local government corporation, sort of a joint venture between the city of Austin and Capital Metro. Sort of like what we see with Central Health, and there was a tax election in 2012, actually, that passed. That money does go into Central Health. So sort of that LGC, as it were, and they haven't come up with a name yet, because LGC is kind of, you know, clunky.
Clunky, yeah.
Yes. That would get the funding, and that money would be used to run and operate Capital Metro, and they hope to have a better idea of what that could look like in May.
Now that people have heard all about this, if they have feelings about it, how would you recommend they go about expressing them to local officials?
Capital Metro is hosting a series of public meetings starting next month, one in each council district. There was some discussion this week about, oh, well, this date doesn't work for this council member because the council members seem to indicate they want to be present at the meeting in their district. So there's going to be a series of those next month. There's also going to be these virtual open houses that you can see all this information online. They'll be doing that. The Project Connect site is up, so people can go ahead and submit comments or reach out. And before they do all of this plan and stuff, there has to be a public hearing, a formal public hearing. So it'll be another one of these big meetings that they have. That's going to be in May, and that's later in May. Not sure of the date of that meeting and whether it'll be the same day as the actual vote. But both of these parties are going to have to vote. The Capital Metro Board is going to have to vote on the plan. The City Council has to vote, decide to go ahead with what we're going to do in this, too. So it's sort of like a joint effort there.
So there's a lot that would have to happen before this could even get the green light. But if all of that were to happen and it were to go ahead, how soon could I take that train that Randy Clark was talking about, in theory?
Going on the current assumption that it doesn't get moved up or pushed back, probably 8 to 9 years. So we're looking at 2028, 2029 for the light rail service to be built out and running in sort of the parameters we outlined earlier. The Metro Rapid, some of the expansion in the fast bus service, so to speak, that could happen sooner than that. The upgrades on the Red Line, the commuter rail train, some new stations, including the one near the new soccer stadium, that could be up and going too. But of course, if they get more money, they can move some of this stuff up. But it does take a while to build out a transit line. People have this conception of what they see now. You know, it's a useful train line. It does its purpose, but it's small. And then you have some buses that have limited stops, but they're still in traffic. So a lot of people are, you know, skeptical. And that was brought up yesterday at the meeting about, well, is this going to get stuck in traffic just like the 801 or the 803 does, the Metro Rapid buses? And that wouldn't be the case necessarily. It would be faster than sitting in rush hour traffic if you have a lane where no one crosses into.
KUT's transportation reporter Samuel King, you can read his story about this at KUT.org. It is called "The New Project Connect Plan is Big, So is the Price Tag." Thanks so much for your time, Samuel.
Thank you, Nathan.